This is The Catch Up on Hit. With Flick
and Tim. Last night, the big premiere. We went 7 whole days without any Bachelor or Bachelorette. But The Bachelorette returned on Channel 10 and big stuff from a bunch of lads.
Yeah, we met a whole bunch of lads, and I'm just looking on 5Y, and one of their front runners was Mr. Brendan, who unfortunately didn't get a rose, and he's chatting with us now. Good morning, Brendan. How are you feeling, mate?
Morning, guys. How are we? I'm well.
Good. You've got an amazing voice, Brendan.
Yes.
Wow.
Warmed it up just for you guys.
Oh, I love it. It's very good. Now you're an events organizer. Is that true? What does that mean?
Correct. So I herd cats for a living, pretty much. So running events, it's a bit of everything: hospitality, a bit of staging, bumping in, coordinating, making people have fun, pretty much.
Yeah.
So similar to TV, then.
What went wrong, Brendan? Let's talk about The Bachelor.
Yeah.
What went wrong?
Do you want to know about what went wrong for me?
Yeah. Why didn't it happen?
I had some really good chats with Ali on the night, which we unfortunately didn't get to see. But we've both been unlucky in love before and kind of been stuffed around by former partners. So I actually appreciated the decisiveness. I'd much rather be the first one out than hang around till the end and get no decision.
Yeah. Like a la The Bachelor. How do you feel about what do you think about Honey Badger's big schmozzle last week?
I'm over him.
Oh, it depends what angle you go at. I mean, I can understand from his perspective he doesn't want to stuff them around and make a decision if he isn't into one of them. That's fair. But at the same time, I think expectations was that there would be a decision. So,
Yeah. I'm mad at him. I'm mad.
Yeah.
Now, we met a whole bunch of the dudes. I'm going to call it half of them kind of dicks. I didn't like a lot of them. The 23-year-old blonde guy with the piercing or whatever?
He was the Kanye West of the party. It was great fun having him.
Get him out of here. Who's actually nice behind the scenes and who's bad behind the scenes? Who don't we realize? Yeah.
So Bill obviously had a great crack last night. He's a ripping bloke. Tate, I got to spend a bit of time with and chat with him. Tate's a legend, another Melbourne boy. He's a riffing fella. Jules is him coming in on a Segway is just him to a T. He'll be a lot of fun.
Who's your front runner? Who do you reckon's going to win?
I don't even know. Like, I wasn't around long enough to be in that inner sanctum to find out. Aww. But I think Bill was a pretty good indication last night. Tate, Charlie, I think those guys would be...
If I had to put money on it, I would put money on Charlie. I noticed that there was a particular deep sparkle. Did you sense that when you were
there? A bit
there?
Of extra connection. Yeah, absolutely.
Did you see that between the two of them?
No, it was such a free-for-all. Everyone's getting sort of 30-second chats with her. It's really hard to pick, and you're kind of trying to give people a bit of privacy as well rather than, eavesdropping into what's going on.
This weekend, are you heading out and about around town and are you expecting to be spotted as the guy from The Bachelorette?
Not at all.
You
people
stay home?
Will not give a crack about me tomorrow by
as
about.
As if! You're not hitting the clubs and people come up to you.
He didn't get the most airtime. He didn't get a decent crack at it.
He's on
Brendan.
The office suite still, though, what? Brendan. You're on our office suite.
I know.
Suite.
There's a lot of disappointed people that got me in their office suites.
5Y had you as the second most likely winner before the show aired.
Really? Yep. Oh, I'm sorry to disappoint.
That's so sad. Well, we're glad you're a lovely human being, though, chatting to you this morning.
How's the love life now? Are you still single?
Still single, yeah.
All right, we'll see if that's going to change.
All right.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
Fingers crossed for you, mate. Bachelorette, bad luck. Spring's really here, isn't it? It's hit. Finally, we've got some nice warm weather.
It's beautiful, which means that it is a fashion season.
Fashion.
And we're chatting to Madeline Cole. She's the marketing manager for the Bendigo Fashion Festival.
Fashion, Madeline.
Which
fashion.
Is happening this Saturday. G'day, Madeline.
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
So good. I'm excited to see a big change of seasons. I feel like fashion's really the big change from winter to beautiful, warm, crisp weather, isn't it?
Yeah, when we get that beautiful spring weather.
Finally.
Coming out. The winter hibernation.
Oh, I've been hibernating pretty hard, Madeline. What's happening What's happening this weekend?
This Saturday night, we have our main runway festival occurring at the Bendigo Marketplace underground car park.
Ooh.
It's a little bit different this year.
It's in the car park. That's
cool.
Yeah, it's like derelict.
It's a bit of an
Zoolandery.
Yes, exactly. So 5:30 arrival for a 6:30 show.
Oh, I like it. I like it. And what can we expect? Is there any trend that we haven't seen before that we're going to be shocked by on Saturday night?
Oh, well, this year it's all about sort of dark blooms and a real death fashion by funeral. So, yeah, it's a real probably different aspect to what people are really used to, wow. I think, within the fashion industry. So look out.
Look out, indeed. Fashion funeral, there you go.
That sounds really cool. Now, we were told that you guys might want us to be involved in some way. What do you need?
Yeah, well, Tim, we would actually love for you to model for Roger David. What are you up to this Saturday?
Male model for Roger David?
Nice. You should see it, Madeline. Oh, my. Seriously.
I never thought in my wildest dreams that I would be... Oh. Now, this is on a catwalk, is it?
Yes, a very long catwalk with a red carpet, so we'd love to have you there.
No tripping hazards.
Oh, wait, I'm going to be a fashion model, Flick. This is my dream.
It is his dream, Madeline.
I've always... You see me walking into work every day.
Strutting.
Strutting. I do a little turn sometimes.
Sorry, just to check. Why Tim? Why have you asked Tim, Madeline? Why is it Tim specifically?
Because I'm beautiful, Flick. Because I was born for this, obviously.
She's all features, obviously.
We're kind of desperate for male models, to be honest. We didn't think there'd be such a shortage in them.
She used the D word, desperate. So he's come crashing down. So you need. So it's more than just Tim. You might need a couple more, right?
Yeah. No, we'd be up for a couple more, to be honest. So.
All right. So if you think you've got what it takes, I mean, if Tim's got what it takes, then you've definitely got the chance to jump on board and do some male fashion. I like this.
The bar is pretty low. Is that what you're saying, Madeline? You're basically just after guys?
No, you're raising the bar, don't you worry.
Good. You boost his ego a little bit, Madeline. That will help.
Okay.
Recruit others.
Well, we're going to help you out, Madeline. We are going to rustle up. Let's find some regular blokes, shall we?
All right.
Yeah.
We don't have to be male models. I've never been a model before in my life.
Yeah. What are the requirements, Madeline? I guess just walking in a straight line is
that's
one.
That's it. Walk in a straight line, have a bit of fun, smile, and
we'll do a turn at the end. Sick. Let's sweeten this deal.
Yeah, let's sweeten it. What can we do?
Well, we've definitely got two burritos. Thanks to Guzmani Gomez. Anyone that gets on the show, you get burritos. So that's good.
Plus, we've got double passes to anything in the Bendigo Comedy Festival just about. We've got double passes to the whole Bendigo Comedy Festival. Let's do that. Give us a buzz. Do you want to walk? Are you a guy who wants to walk in the Bendigo Fashion Festival with me? We want some regular blokes. Or let's get girlfriends, wives, dob in your hubby, dob in your boyfriend. Give us a call, 13 12 16.
Male models walking in the Bendigo Fashion Festival this weekend. We will sweeten the deal. Burritos and Comedy Fest tickets. Give us a call right now.
Now, we've got some people calling up. Let's see. We've got Bella. Bella, do you have someone you want to dob in who you think could be a model?
Robin?
Oh, sorry, Robin. This one's Robin, yeah.
Sorry.
Hi, Robin. Who do you want to dob in?
I'd like to dob in my cousin, Owen.
Now, is Owen the guy that's going to... Is he going to be like, oh, why'd you do that? I'm not doing that. Or is he going to be keen?
Is he going to come?
No, he's actually just started doing modelling for catalogues and stuff. So he'd be totally into it.
Yes! We have an actual model.
That's a professional male model in our book, Robin.
Yes.
Now, I know he's done catalogues and stuff, so he's being paid legitimate money. How would he feel being paid in burritos and comedy tickets?
Oh, well, he's a teenage boy, so I'm sure he'd love it.
Fine. That's the currency.
Okay, great.
That is the going currency.
Has he ever done a catwalk before, Robin?
I'm not actually sure. He may have done that, but I'm sure he'll be good on the spot.
Okay, all right.
No time like the present.
We're going to hook
Give
you guys.
Go.
Yeah. Burrito's coming your way for dobbing him in. Plus, let's do it. We're going to chase him up.
All right, Michelle. Michelle has called up as well for a little dob in. Michelle, who are you dobbing in?
Oh, I'm going to dob in my son, actually, Nathan.
How
Nathan.
Old is your son?
He's 17.
Oh, perfect.
Great.
Perfect. Has he modelled before?
No, but he's got a fair bit of swagger.
That is one of the prerequisites, is some swag, so that's pretty exciting.
Is he excited about this, or do you think he is...
Does he know about this? That's
just one. Glowing in embarrassment right
I'm
now.
I'm going to get off the phone to you guys and then call him.
Sweet. That's the kind of level of respect we want. We want you to tell us and then your son that he's going to model in a fashion show.
I love it.
Two burritos and a Comedy Fest double pass. It's 17. That's pretty great.
Yeah, great. All right. Well, it's happening.
That's a great weekend. Does he have a girlfriend, actually, or a partner? Is he dating?
No. He might be able to find someone.
Two burritos and Comedy Fest.
There's going to be a lot of real models there. The girl models are real models, so I think he's got a good chance.
Love it, Michelle. Thank you for dobbing in your son.
We've got Trent on the line. Trent, do you want to dob somebody in?
Yeah, I do. I definitely do.
Who are you dobbing in, Trent?
Dobbing in my boyfriend, Zach.
How's Zach going to feel about it? Does he walk around the house like he's a bit of a male model already?
Definitely.
Perfect.
He thinks he's a bit of a model.
Okay, now's his time to show it at the Bendigo Fashion Festival.
My thoughts exactly.
Good.
Has he got any experience, Trent?
None at all.
Good. Okay. He doesn't need to be clouded by all that previous experience.
No,
just throw that out.
It's like Kanye West saying, I don't read books because I don't want to be influenced
just
by
them.
You just want to do it for the first
yes.
time. Do you think, Trent, that this could open the doors to some new career opportunities for Zach?
Fingers crossed. Get the tradie out of the trades and put him into a model. I'm happy with that.
That's exactly how these things happen. That's how they happen.
Let's do it, okay?
And also, Trent, you score because Zach's going to take you for burritos, clearly.
And you to the Comedy Festival as well. So
well done.
I see what you've done here, Trent. Well done.
Well played, you bloody genius. I love it. We're getting a full lineup of models.
Yep, regular blokes who want to be models with me for the first time. Fashion Festival. We're fashioning.